Good morning. You know, I always try and help you guys out thinking about things the way I do, which is kind of silly sometimes, and I'm a little punchy this morning because I didn't get much sleep. So this may be interesting. So Miss Joni sat down in the seat next to me this morning, and she reached over and she starts messing with my hair and trying to get it to behave, and sometimes it doesn't want to do that at all. Any of you ever had a bad hair day? Have you ever heard that? Have you ever heard that saying before? A bad hair day? Well, sometimes when you sleep funny, you get this one batch of hair that just kind of goes sideways. And it doesn't want to behave the way you think it ought to. And how could I deal with that? Do you have any hints to how I can deal with this one thing that just doesn't want to behave? No idea? I could really go over the top, and I could just give up on it entirely and shave it off. But then I'd have to leave this little arc. Is that an arc, hoping that it'll come back and you can just let it go again? You see, it's an arc. Okay, cool. Well, that might be a little bit much for me. So I said, so, do you have a brush? And she had the coolest little brush in her purse. And if I work at it long enough, it might kind of end up where it's supposed to, or at least where I'm thinking it's supposed to. And if it's like my hair normally is, it won't. I can brush it all day, and the one spot that doesn't want to behave won't. But if I'm patient, and I wash it a couple times, and I brush it, and I wash it, and I brush it, and eventually it starts to all kind of go the direction it ought to. So I tell you that story to tell you this one. If I look in the mirror, I see me. And I see the brush. If you think of things in the world as how we can see God, I was sitting in the thing, I said, you know, that's kind of like the Bible. It's designed to help me straighten things out and get them pointed the way they're supposed to be pointed. And even if it doesn't necessarily get it done the first time, if I put it away and come back to it, and put it away and come back to it, it'll probably get me straightened out and pointed the right direction. So, as you look at things, try and realize that there's ways for us to understand how we can get straightened out and how we can get pointed the right way. And some of those are coming to church on Sundays, and some of those are Bibles, and some of those are songs and messages through that. But they're all designed to help us get ourselves pointed around the way God wants us to be pointed. So look for those. And even if you're having a bad hair day, you can get it sorted out, and you'll look gorgeous. So, I just wanted to say that this morning. Let's say a little prayer. Good morning, God. Thank you so much for giving us ways to keep ourselves pointed the way we should. You've sent us so many messages and words and your son. We need to listen, and we need to keep trying, because we can get pointed the right way and the way we're supposed to go. And you're patient, and you'll keep pushing us the right direction as many times as it takes. Let us see your joy and your love and take advantage of it. And help those who haven't quite gotten the message right themselves. And we'll all get there in the end. In your son's name, who came to say so many things, but most of which was love. Amen.